Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win, right? Not a problem, not an issue. Just engage. Like I said, it ain't that hard. Seriously. All right. I can't wait till Kimberly comes on, because we're at it again. We're going to ban all assault weapons, which somehow tends to include a 9mm semi-automatic. I wonder if that'll include a 22. I wonder, you know, where do these people, where are they going to stop? You know, again, remember, they are petrified of you. There are over 400 million guns in this country. I guess the United States, or 40% of the guns on the planet are here in the United States. I want you to think about that. And again, I say to you, you look at what's going on out there right now. And I'm trying to hold back because I really want to wait for Kimberly to join us. Now, the feds are investigating right now whether Texas mall shooter Mauricio Garcia was interested in white supremacy. They are bending over backwards to try to nail this guy, to try to make this guy as white as humanly possible, as MAGA as humanly possible, and it's all a bunch of hooey. Now, and here's the part that should really scare you. The feds, the DOJ, are investigating whether he expressed interest in white supremacy. God, that's scary, right? Now, the Gateway Pundit reported that at least 8 people died, including the shooter Saturday, following a mass shooting at the Allen Premium Outlet Mall in Allen, Texas. Washington Post over the weekend floated the idea that the Hispanic shooter may have had neo-Nazi beliefs, right? I mean, they went down this road with the other shooter that shot up the Christian school, right? Took out 3 kids and 3 teachers. And they won't publish her manifesto. Why do you think that is? They know what's in it. They know it has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with white supremacy. Now the feds are investigating him because they think he might have supremacy ties. The only supremacy I know of, frankly, at this point, is in the Democrat Party. Federal officials are looking into whether the gunman who killed 8 people at a Dallas Arena mall expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology. Now, they're trying to work through a motive for the attack that can be the only one. Walking into a mall, shooting a place up can only mean it's a white supremacist. They're totally ignoring the fact that he was illegal, totally ignoring the fact that he gang ties. Right? Anyway,
They've been reviewing a social media account. They believe, they don't know for sure yet, but they believe were used by Mauricio Garcia. It was a post that expressed interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. Now, they can't discuss details with us right now because this is an ongoing investigation. Garcia also had a patch on his chest when he was killed by police that read RWDS. It's an acronym for the phrase Right Wing Death Squad, which is popular among right wing. It's the first time I've ever heard of this. Right wing extremists. You notice there's no left to these people. There's no left wing extremists. I mean, everything on the left is pure and holy. You ever notice that? See, people don't want to force you to get your kids vaccinated with something we're now finding is extremely problematic. Right? Almost deadly. The same exact people who told you that, let me see, the, God, this is just amazing, that it was the most legitimate election in our time. Yeah, I almost threw up a little bit in my mouth on that one. In addition to reviewing social media posts, federal agents have interviewed family members and associates of Garcia to ask about his ideological beliefs. Did they do this for the others, and did they put it out so quick? The official said that the investigators were also reviewing financial records, other online posts they believe Garcia made, and other electronic media, according to this particular official. So even though they really haven't dove deep into this, they're already sure that he was a white supremacist, or at least going down that road, right? Had to be. I mean, just a bit. And the brave cop that neutralized this whole thing. You know, really, seriously, we're so busy, or the left is so busy almost promoting that you should be able to protest any way you want to, if that means burning down police stations, burning out police cars, the whole nine yards. That doesn't seem to be a problem for them. They don't seem to care one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? Now, the gunman who opened fire on the shoppers at the Texas outlet was shot dead by a brave police officer who happened to be at the mall on another matter. You know, that's what they're... I mean, forgive me, but my God, that's what they do. They go out in front of you. They protect you. And all you can think about is giving people permission to pound on them. Come see your host, Kimberly, joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealTO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way that you can win. All right? I mean, seriously. If you get informed, you get engaged, then you can step out there and you can really make a difference. You can really make a difference in the conversations you're having and the people that you're swaying over. Listen, if you just sound, and let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time she spends with me, and the logic she brings and the craziness of the whole banning gun scenario. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you can always tell when somebody is an ideologue because they're spewing the line of the party they belong to, which is why I'm always pushing people, get involved, get engaged, understand what you're talking about, so that when you reach out to somebody, when you talk to somebody about this stuff, You have a clue. You're not just spewing the party line. You get further that way, right?
You get, what did you say?
Further. You get further. I'm sorry. little Boston what? Thing creeped in on me. Go ahead.
You're much better off if you know what you're talking about. And, of course, the left never knows what they're talking about. They just spew whatever they're told. And they're easy to point out that they're misinformation because the laws. You have laws, you have facts, you have everything easily able to be found, but they don't even bother looking for it. They're just like, nope, you're wrong. No. Some woman yesterday told me there's no background checks at gun shows, online, or private sales. And I'm like, that's not true. You're wrong. What isn't true about what I said? Everything.
I tell these people, you really believe that? Why don't you go and even make believe that you want to buy a gun at one of those events and watch what happens? You're going to find out how wrong you actually are.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like most of these people have never had a private sale, purchased a firearm from online, or gone to a gun show. So they really don't have any clue.
No.
They really have no clue.
You have to go to the gun dealer to make the, you know, to transfer gun ownership. And if you don't, and you do something with that gun, and the person who sold it to you didn't do it that way, not only is you in trouble, but they may be brought up on the crime that was committed with the gun.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's against federal law for anyone to knowingly sell a firearm to a prohibited person.
Oh, wait a minute. You went too fast. It doesn't matter what the state says. It's against federal law. So there's already a law in place to keep from happening what they say is happening and legal.
Right. If someone's selling a firearm to a prohibited person, they are committing a crime. They are a criminal.
Yep.
You know, it's a criminal transaction. Everybody involved is a criminal.
I love this. I mean, this is why I always say to you, you know, I say stuff to you like this where I know you're the expert on this thing, and people don't think the little things. People don't believe that this stuff is going on. That's how they're just amazing. It's just amazing. I don't even know where else to go with that. It's so frustrating.
Exactly.
You know? I mean,
it's frustrating. The one good thing is more and more people are paying attention and waking up because everyone's calling for these bans. I mean, there's no such thing as an assault weapon. That's a firearm. I mean, technically, anything you use to assault someone could be considered an assault weapon, including hands and fists.
But go back up a little bit.
Wait.
The president's screaming, nobody needs a 9mm semi-automatic gun.
Wait. He said that?
Yeah.
He said nobody needs a 9mm.
9mm. It's nobody needs, these are weapons of assault. These are assault weapons. A 9mm semi-automatic handgun, a rifle, I mean, just, it's like...
This is what people need to understand. There is legislation that Democrats have put forth, and I think every single Democrat has signed on in support, called an assault weapons ban. What they are truly, actually banning are common semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and pistols that are used in self-defense. The other thing that they're doing that they're not telling anybody in this legislation is limiting the number of rounds a law-abiding citizen can hold in their firearm they use for self-defense to 10. Because
we already have that in California.
Yeah.
So
somehow these walnuts know how many rounds we're going to need to stop an attacker or attackers.
So I don't know. I'm going to give it away anyhow. I buy 5 magazines for every handgun I have. So you want to stop me at 10? That's fine. I got 40 more to come. You know.
Well, and that's the thing. Like you can quickly replace a magazine. are they stupid? It's not going to stop any mass shooting. But if I want to have a handgun that holds 15 rounds or more, I should be able to do that. It's none of their damn business.
Well, you must be a really bad shot, according to Joey B, if you need 15 rounds.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Or there might be 8 people coming at me, right?
Well, tell that to the Detroit mother who used a semi-automatic rifle to ward off 3 punks trying to invade her home, and they all had illegal handguns.
Oh, yeah.
They ran really fast, though. When she started shooting at them.
So the question for you is, you think they'll consider, like, a lever-action rifle, a semi-automatic? I mean, because as fast as you can pump that thing is as fast as those rounds will come off.
Oh, my God. There's so much disinformation. The AR-15-style rifle is made to rapidly shoot lots of people. No, people. It works the same as a semi-automatic handgun. It only shoots as fast as the person pulling the trigger. That's it.
I sit there and listen to these people talk, and this is why I tell our people, get informed for God's sakes. Because then you get sucked into these conversations, and you don't know what you're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. That's the thing. So many people don't know what they're talking nope. about. But honestly, Biden and his cackling sidekick, they're two of the best gun salespeople on the planet.
Oh, I know.
Because guess what? I've been talking to gun shop owners, and they're getting wiped out of semi-automatic rifles because of this push by idiots in the White House.
Yeah, I love this. I love the fact that they're so ignorant to what's going on, and they think the sad part is really what?
No. They're not ignorant. They know full well what they're doing. Their supporters are ignorant.
Well,
they are not.
Okay, you got me on that one, because I was going to tell you, I'm talking to a couple of Democrat friends who really don't understand guns. They're petrified of them, and so they think they know, and they have no clue. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it's Congress's constitutional duty to raise the debt ceiling.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre accused House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis. Republicans insist this is the moment to address decades of bloated federal spending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying another National Guard unit to the border for this week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations, and without it, there are worries about a surge of illegal immigration. The governor says the Texas Tactical Border Force will focus on stopping asylum seekers from crossing illegally into the country. The Biden administration estimates that 13,000 people will come across the border illegally on a daily basis once Title 42 expires on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, as I've been talking with Kimberly. You need to have real information, or otherwise you sound as dumb as they are. Right, Kimberly?
Wait, say that again?
If you spew misinformation,
oh yeah,
as dumb as they are. You know?
So, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Probably most Democrat supporters probably aren't on social media, or if they are on social media, they're on social media where somebody will say to them, you're wrong, and here's why, and here's how you're wrong. So they're just morons who believe whatever they're told. Other ones are morons who get told the truth and then choose not to believe it. So they're the willfully ignorant.
I love
you know,
I just
there's
love,
a choice.
But listen, you and I would be bored out of our minds if we didn't have stupid people like that around, right?
Oh, like? My God, yes. I would be absolutely bored if there wasn't morons on the left around.
That's it. You know, I read some of the stuff that pops up on Twitter, and I just sit there and go, God, that can't be true. No, they wouldn't say that. And then you go dig it a little further, and you go, oh, yeah, I guess they did it. Those 16 people took videos of it. Yeah, they said it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the people I get all the time. Somebody said, it's not worth it. Somebody said yesterday or today, it's not worth arguing with this idiot, whatever. And I said, I'm not going to change this moron's mind. I'm doing it so that the people who don't know the truth and kind of on the fence and aren't really sure which side of the fence they want to be on, I'm telling them the truth so that they know full well which side of the fence they should be on.
So,
especially
hey,
when
listen,
it comes to our rights.
Yeah, I guess now... Democrats are going to pass some kind of legislation to ban SUVs from public roadways because I don't know if you heard. We had a fellow that took his SUV, killed 8 people, injured another 18 in Brownsville, Texas, because he plowed through, a crowd of people there. Right?
They especially care because they were migrants. They wouldn't care so much if they were Americans. They didn't try to ban the SUVs after the Wisconsin parade.
Oh, no. No. And again,
and he was black, so
if you recall at first, they were going to go down that road of, you know, white supremacist, MAGA, blah, 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 blah. But of course, to your point, when you have a black driver like that and you go look at what he's got on his computers at home, kind of hard to peg him as a MAGA person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's also kind of hard. I don't trust much that comes out of the FBI or the DOJ, so there's also that.
Nobody does. I hope nobody
Not anymore.
Does anymore, you know? I mean, seriously,
it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's all intentional. They did it to themselves.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, part of the problem that you have here is they're giving so much to the illegal immigrants. One of the things I've been screaming about, New York City and a few other places, is like, these people come in. Yes, I said these people, so keep your emails to yourself. These people come in. They got decent clothes. Their sneakers aren't worn out. They got $500 iPhones in their hand. I'm supposed to feel bad for them, okay? Now, they get here. They're quote-unquote homeless to a big degree. And what do? We put them up in shelters in New York City, in hotels, empty hotel rooms. They were doing it here in L.A. with the homeless and the immigrants. And what? We leave the veterans on the street. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world to me, doesn't it?
So here's the deal. What they're discovering is that a lot of these illegals that are coming here, they left Venezuela years ago. They're living in some South American states, in, countries in between, and have been working. They're
oh,
coming
really?
Here now. Oh, yeah. Yep. They're not asylum, real true asylum seekers. They've already been free.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
Our
this.
Democrats are literally trying to destroy this country. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. We already have, everybody already knows, we have a serious, serious housing crisis in this country.
Yep.
Americans cannot find affordable, reasonable housing.
Trump's
they
fault.
Can't build them fast enough. And it, a lot of the times, I mean, like in my area, they're building $700,000 homes. Well, that's great for the out-of-state New York scum that come here and try to turn us into liberal hell. But it doesn't work for Granite Staters. For New Hampshire people,
it doesn't work for the average Joe. Go ahead.
Right. It doesn't work for the first-time home buyers or people who maybe want to retire and get a smaller house. It doesn't work for that.
No.
So there's a housing crisis in this country, and they're making it quadruple times worse by bringing all these illegals in.
Well,
where is everyone going to find housing? Americans can't find housing. Never mind all these new people here.
Yeah, okay, so years and years ago, before COVID-19, we had a major league problem with the homeless here in Los Angeles, up in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst in San Francisco, though. Okay,
and
Newsom actually—you guys can Google this. Newsom actually came out at one point and said the reason we ready for this one. The reason we have a homeless issue is because of Trump's economy. Okay.
What?
And so things were going so well, and people were being paid better, but things were going really well. Business was booming. So landlords were raising their rents. Okay. And landlords were raising their rents, which made it really tough for people to be able to stay in their homes or even get into apartments in Sacramento. So some of these people that were homeless were actually working jobs, but they couldn't afford to live where they wanted to live. Now, they could afford to live outside the city, but not where they wanted to live. I did a whole thing on this. All right?
Wow.
So you're sitting there saying, well, wait a minute. They don't have to be homeless. They actually have the money not to be homeless, but they're choosing to be homeless because they can't live where they want to live. And now this is Trump's fault. Got it. Got how deep the sickness goes, right? And now, to your point about building, here in California, it's getting almost impossible to build a home. Because of all,
right.
I had a friend of mine I talked to the other day. He builds homes anywhere between $450,000 and $600,000. And those, my friend, are starter homes. Okay? In most cities he goes to, it's between $80,000 and $100,000 before he turns one shovel of dirt.
Right.
And
it's
about
the zoning laws. Zoning laws, all the fees they have to pay, everything. They've made it almost impossible for people, for builders to build reasonably priced homes everywhere.
And now, even though California already started it with the no natural gas, and no, I mean, think about that. If you don't have natural gas, if you're not having, if everything's running off of electric, they're trying to get rid of natural gas. Most of the plants in California are what? Natural gas plants. Nobody, they don't think this through. Come on, we've taught people to believe. Well, one side is telling, nobody thinks this stuff through anymore. Nobody works this stuff through. Am I wrong?
Well, no.
You do, but.
Well, no. But the people who are really making these decisions know it won't work. They know that it's just going to harm Americans. That's their intent. And I'm not just saying this. People look around and pay attention to what's been going on for the past a few decades even. All the decisions that these people are making harm us. climate cult stuff, that's all to harm us. It does nothing. Absolutely right. Nothing. I mean, they destroyed. Look up what they did to Sri Lanka. They made the Sri Lankans use organic mulch and stuff for their gardening and their for their farms, and it destroyed their industry. They used to be a self-sufficient middle-class country. Now they're not. Now they have to import the stuff that they used to export, and that's thanks to the climate cult.
Well, yeah, people who have no real clue as to what's going on. Look at here in the middle of the state, where Newsom wanted to restrict water to the farmers because there's so much waste in farming. Like, because the water runs off and the plants don't use them all. Don't you know that? They don't drink all that water.
Oh, my God.
He's an idiot. Not afraid. He's a moron.
But he's actually not an idiot. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows it'll harm Californians. He knows it'll harm the farmers. And he knows it harms the rest of the country. Because they rely on, everybody relies on food from California.
Yeah.
We don't just get it from our local farms.
Oh, I got news for you. In California, up in, I think it's San Jose, they used to have, and I don't know if they still do, I have to find out. They used to have plane loads, 747s, that would take the food that was being grown here in California, load it on those planes and take it to Japan. Big part of that food was going to Japan. And we were trying to figure out, why? Why aren't we feeding our people here? Why aren't we keeping the cost down here? But we know why now. You know? It's just craziness.
Right. Yep.
And now we've got, I don't know if you read, so you got me on a rampage now. We got the reparations committee made a suggestion.
Oh, my good Lord.
$1.2 million. We've gone from $250,000 to $500,000. Now it's $1.2 million per black person up there. And forgiveness of debt, home ownership, handing them the house. I mean, this gets ridiculous after a while, right? I'd go buy me a half. I would buy me a $500,000 home, and then. All right, we'll do more of this inside the break. I got so much to go here. So was your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly when we return.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Jones and your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on, because I... having so much fun. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always enjoy her time with me. Kimberly, knowing that you're a woman of the world and enjoy all things royal, I'm sure you watch the Prince whatever, Big Ears, coronation this, was it Saturday? I don't even know. Was it Saturday?
I have no idea.
You know, you know, I'm watching, all right, you're going to, I hope you find this funny. I'm watching all these programs on TV, and they're gushing over the new king, and they're gushing over all the pomp and circumstance and all this crap that's going on. And I'm thinking in my head, my nasty little line going, didn't we kick their butts once before to get away from these people? Didn't we decide we didn't want a king? Didn't we? Well, what is going on here?
Besides, the guy's a piece of crap. He treated his wife, Diana, like crap. So screw him. Screw the monarchy. F them, just like we told them to when we kicked them out.
No kidding, right?
Don't care.
No, I don't either. I just...
And I mind you, I've been to Windsor Castle. I mean, I when I went to London area, I went to, you know, different... things around there, Buckingham Palace, all that. Just because it was kind of, you know, it's historical, whatever, but...
Sure, it's historical. You're exactly right. You know,
I don't eat tea and crumpets, and I don't bow to a king.
No.
Or a queen.
No.
Nope.
don't do it.
No. And, you know, I was reading an article, though. I couldn't help it. He was 29. She was 16 when they were met or thrown together, if you would. She was hand-chosen by the queen, even though I understand later on that the queen was not exactly happy with her.
No, and we treated her like crap, too.
Yep. Well, you know, whatever. But it's just amazing to me that all this, and then we spend hours, tens of hours, maybe even hundreds of hours, just gooing over this whole thing. But you were doing something more constructive over the weekend, weren't you?
Yes, we held our annual Second Amendment rally in New Hampshire. Yes, we did. I should have brought that up. They're coronating a king right now. We don't have to deal with it.
I would have held up my gun and said, and this is why we don't have to deal with that.
Right? Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. That's funny.
This is why. You have signs going, this is why we don't have a king. Really? Right? Seriously. It's great. Anyway. No, this stuff to me, all of this stuff, I truly get the biggest kick out of. We were talking about it before, which is, you know, about the reparations that the committee here in California. Now, we are hurting for money. Believe it or not, we are in bad shape again. Didn't take us long. Joey B. bailed us out with all that COVID BS stuff. We were 280, you ready for this one? We, the state of California, $280 billion in the hole. That felt bad. We were talking about the state claiming going into bankruptcy. And Joey B. became president shortly thereafter with all this money that was flying around. We were fat, dumb, and happy. We didn't have any more problems. Right?
Does anybody held accountable in California?
Oh, no. $31 billion went unaccountable for unemployment claims during COVID.
Wow.
All right. We're a state now. We're not the federal government. $31 billion was lost in fake claims during COVID. And this guy wants to run for president.
Because Democrats don't care. They'll vote for him.
So, as we were starting to say, a state that never had slaves will take money from people who never owned slaves to give it to people who never were slaves.
Right.
Right? Because that's liberal logic, is it not?
Right, exactly.
And you know,
that makes so much sense.
Somebody made a comment. I do agree with it. Hasn't there already been reparations over the years in a way with affirmative action? Because of everything, think about all the programs that are put in place because of the effects of slavery, because of the effects to the black community and so many things. I mean, been going on forever.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. True. So, and they just, like, made it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, you know, all the Black Lives Matter crap, BS.
But now if it keeps going and they don't get their money, you know, you're looking for another revolution, right? They're going to say that, I don't know, MAGA people stopped it or whatever.
There's no MAGA people in California.
They're underground. It's the underground.
Especially not underground. The LA Council or whatever it is.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway. What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. You know, you and I had hit on this a few weeks back, and I finally looked at some of the numbers. Do you know over 50% of the homeless in the country, and when you add up all the numbers, live in California?
Oh, my God, seriously?
Seriously. A little over 50% are here in California. California accounts for 18% of the country's population. I mean, if you listen to these numbers, you would freak out. At one point in time, we also had the majority, I think 30%. Of 30% of welfare came from California. It was the numbers were staggering. It was like we had the most on the negative side of everything, even though we only had 18% of the country's population.
Wow.
Come on to California. Watch your step, though, when you're in major cities. But other than that, you'll have a great time.
I would never go to any cities out there anymore. I've been to San Francisco before. I've been to San Diego. I'm assuming San Diego isn't as bad.
No, but that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, California was beautiful. I actually at one time thought about living out there. God, thank God I stopped myself from doing that.
Your senses, yeah. Yeah, my dad and I We sat in up in San Francisco on the waterfront. He brought a bottle of wine. I've told you this before. He had cheese and crackers and all that stuff and salami.
Awesome.
Couldn't do it without the salami. He had to bring the salami. And he actually, when the cops pulled up, because you weren't supposed to drink in that area, he held up the salami in the bottle and he just shook his shoulders and the cops just kept going.
That's funny.
So,
that's wicked funny.
Isn't it? But it was beautiful, and we didn't have to worry about anything. And we were sitting there. We were having a good time. We were just talking. And you couldn't do that today. You couldn't go anywhere near those beaches today.
I was all over San Francisco by myself, traveling by myself. Not a big deal.
Were you up there for a convention?
I was up there. It wasn't a convention. I was up there for business. My business was in San Jose area. But I went to San Francisco first because, never let a business trip go to waste. So I, took advantage of it.
Yep.
And I was walked all over the city. And when I did find myself in an area that I didn't seem like I really should be in, I just got a cab. And the cab, I think I told you this before, the cab driver happened to be from Boston.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be around here. Good idea. Like, I kind of noticed. But oh my God, let me tell you, that's when I worked out all the time, and I was in pain after that trip. Just walking up those hills, oh my God.
Well,
it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous up there. And, but they're the bastion of free thinkers, right? I mean, all that crazy stuff. I don't know where it stops. I really don't know where it stops. I don't know how loud and boisterous we should get. I mean, you do the Second Amendment rallies. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. I'd like to see you travel around a little bit more. And these young people have no clue about these guns. They have no clue as to what's going on. It's just always been amazing to me.
That's why I love it when young people come to our classes, because we train young people. And that's when you have to start doing it, is when they're young, so they understand, okay, I took a class, I understand this, and yeah, it is my right, because they feel empowered. I met a woman at the rally on Saturday, and she was there with her young son, I'm not sure how young, maybe late teens, early 20s, and she was a Hispanic woman, not originally from here, but she's a citizen, but she had a traumatic experience when she was younger with firearms. But her son's been telling her, Mom, you really need to protect yourself, et cetera. And so we chatted with her. We talked to her. And she signed up to become a member right that day.
Wow.
She was all excited. She's like, this is the next stage. I already feel empowered just doing this. And she stayed at our rally the whole day. She was awesome.
I don't want to mention the name of the school, but there was a shooting in one of the high schools in my area back in November 2019. And, everybody was screaming gun control this, always. And there's so many little nuances to the story, but the bottom line with it is one of the female victims has now become an advocate, a gun advocate.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And basically said the more, in going out there protesting against guns, the more I learned about guns, I realized, no, this wasn't the gun's fault. This was somebody...
Right.
Who had an agenda, whether it was going to be a gun, a knife, a bat, or whatever, something would have happened. So it was
right. Great,
And
that's how people finally come to the realization that, no, it's not the gun. It is the human being. And Democrats don't want to do anything to stop the human beings or help them so that they don't do anything crazy. That's the problem.
Yep.
And more people are realizing that now.
Yep. All right. How do people find you if they want to find more of this? This just sage information from you.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Thank God my listeners are very well educated because they'll know how to spell granite. Anyway, Joe Masuda, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Always appreciate the time with Kim Lou. Back in a little bit.